Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Carl Schaller, who is the vice president and publisher of Summit Ministries Press. And he helped work on some of the church curriculum for a new book by a guest that we had recently, Jeff Myers, who talked about The Secret Battle of Ideas About God, which is a David C. Cook book. Carl, great to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Jerry. So good to be with you.
Okay, now for those who might not have heard the discussion with Jeff Myers, could you just summarize briefly what that book is all about, and then we'll get right into the curriculum that you've been helping to design?
Yeah, be my pleasure. Summit Ministries has been around for, 55 years, since 1962, and all during that time we have focused on biblical worldview, and we've taught conferences and Christian school curriculum, but we never really ventured into trade publishing and church publishing. And so after 50 some years, when I had the honor to start with this team, I asked Dr. Myers, our president at Summit, and various people, faculty members, if we could do something that would bless the church and bless just average Christians who really wanted to know about their biblical worldview and what are the major worldviews that are competing for their thoughts and their hearts. And so we all agreed that that would be a good thing. And so over the last 2 or 3 years, we've been working on this, and it just came out in August with, as you mentioned, David C. Cook.
Okay, now that's the book, The Secret Battle of Ideas About God. Basically, as I recall, this book takes key worldviews and contrasts the Christian view versus, say, Marxism, versus secularism, versus Islam, and so forth.
Yes, it does. It takes a look at what we found, again, over 50-some years. What are the major life questions that everybody asks? Am I loved? What is my purpose? Why is there tension in the world? Does God exist? So it looks at the major life questions, and it looks at what the six major worldviews believe, and ultimately what we find with the biblical worldview is something that I think all Christians will find very gratifying, that the biblical worldview has such satisfying answers for these major life questions. And so we also look at it through Dr. Myers' very hard recent story in his life, where he shares about various hard things that occurred to him. And what we find, Jerry, is that worldviews basically are put to the test, even among very strong Christian people.
Yeah.
It's when a person's in crisis that the biblical worldview is tested.
Yeah.
And it's at those times that secular worldviews, postmodern, New Age thinking, that's the time when it seems to seep into the church and into Christians' hearts and minds. And so the book and the curriculum does a good job to warn Christians about that occurrence.
But on the other side, and there is another side, I've seen situations where because of a person's Christian faith, for example, I have a friend where his wife was dying slowly over the period of basically 12 months. She got a diagnosis, you know, around Christmas time 1 year, and by the next Christmas, she was dead. But it was very slow. They fought this thing tooth and nail. They did everything they could as far as, you know, getting the very, very best that medicine has to offer. But at the end of the day, you know, she died. And his Christian world and life view is what really kept him going through all this. His love of Jesus Christ, his knowledge that God is sovereign, even, you know, in this fallen world, we're all going to die. We all have a death sentence. But to actually go through it and to see a godly lovely Christian woman slowly dying. That's when you're that kind of circumstance of life really puts our faith to the test, doesn't it?
It really does, Jerry, and thank you for that story. And certainly, if we are well grounded in the Bible and Bible teaching, Bible worldview, hopefully we will turn to that 100% of the time and stay grounded in the love of Christ.
Now, you, I understand there's some Barna research that you all have looked at, and you've geared some of your church curriculum. I don't want to sound like a name dropper, but I had George Barna on the show too recently.
Oh.
But I understand that and we didn't focus on that. But I understand that through the years, Barna has basically found that most Christians today in America do not really have a fully orbed Christian or biblically informed worldview. So why don't you wax eloquent on how you try to meet that need and change that situation?
Yeah. Thank you. What we had noticed over the last 10 to 20 years is that the Barna Group, starting with George Barna, he's been such a strong advocate for a strong biblical worldview, and leading to his team today at the current Barna Group, they continue to do research. And over the last 20 years, it seems to be declining, sadly. And now I think the most recent survey shows that less than 1 in 5 Christians have a complete biblical worldview.
Oh, is it that high?
Yeah. Americans, the general American population, it's less than 3% now. But for church-going, Christians in the church today, it's about 17%. And so we've long supported Barna but we asked them if we could do a survey, which we completed in the spring, and we wanted to know, okay, if less than 20% of Christians have a full biblical worldview, what other worldviews do they have? And so what we found is that of the other 5 worldviews, which the Secret Battle book teaches, Islam, postmodernism, New Age spirituality, secularism, Marxism, we thought that we would find some residuals of all of those worldviews. Never did we, in our wildest dreams, imagine that we would find it as prevalent as we do today.
Okay, can you be a little more elaborate? What did you actually find?
Sure. We found, for example, the highest rating is that we found 61% of Christians have ideas rooted in New Age spirituality.
For example?
Various New Age, that we are all one, we are all trying to be one with the universe, we are all God. If we would just realize the divinity within us, you know, it's that sort of Shirley MacLaine type of New Ageism. Things like that. We also found that 54%, and these are active Christians that go to church regularly. That's the criteria that Barna used in selecting the sample size and the sample. 54% resonate with postmodernist views. Postmodernism is typified by the thought that there is no absolute truth, that what is true for you may not be true for me, and you shouldn't impose your thoughts upon me. So it's that type of thinking. So there's a great deal of relativism in the church today. We found that 36% of Christians are very sensitive to socialistic thinking. So in this day and age where you have Bernie Sanders and other people espousing socialism within America. There are some Christians that say these ideas sound reasonable. And by the way, Jerry, a lot of this thought we find below the age of 45. We find that the Gen Xers and the Millennials and even the Gen Z teenagers of today are very susceptible to these types of worldviews. Surprisingly, we found, I thought secularism would have been the highest worldview, but we found about one in three Christians have an affinity towards secularistic ideas. So it was really those postmodern and New Age ideas that are prevalent today.
So in a sense, it's like, okay, professing Christians today are spiritual. They're not necessarily Christian in their thinking, but they are spiritual as opposed to secular, you know, in that sense. What about the thought that Christ is the only way to God, which is, you know, obviously in today's milieu as a biblical doctrine, and it is there. You can't deny it. And you know what? It only makes sense. I mean, if Christ is the only sacrifice, his sacrifice on the cross is the only way by which people can be saved, by believing in his atoning death for us. Where does that fit in your research? Christ, the only way to God.
Yeah, since we did the Barna research, we've put a worldview survey out onto social media, on Facebook and other sites like that. And so we're starting to get even more, responses in that area, Jerry. And also we're finding, with the social media, that we're getting a lot more teenagers to weigh in, the Gen Z. Mm-hmm. And specifically, I'm quite concerned, and this is just brand new research, crossing my desk literally days ago. But for example, a question like, when you die, a statement, when you die, you will go to heaven because you receive forgiveness from Jesus for your sins, which, a generation ago or two generations ago, that would have been just absolutely 100% accepted by the church. These days, Gen Z and millennials, 25% didn't agree with that statement.
Well, did they qualify? Did they dig in deeper and say, you have to have faith in Jesus? Or was it like, no, you know, it doesn't matter, Jesus or Muhammad or whatever?
Well, exactly. They didn't qualify it, and so there is just doubt right now about the totality of Jesus' forgiveness.
All right, we're almost out of time, so how about a concluding thought? I don't know where the time went, but summit.org for more information on this, a concluding thought on how you guys are trying to provide the solution to this problem that we've set up here.
Well, thank you, Jerry. We have a 7-week small group curriculum that has the finest of our biblical worldview teachers on video, and then we have the outstanding new book by Jeff Myers, and you can go to not only summit.org, but you can go to secretbattlebook.com to pull down free samples of the book, the video, all of those things for your church. And our prayer is that this blesses Christians and the church to be even stronger than ever in this crazy day and age of lots of contentious ideas, that ultimately the biblical worldview is the right one.
Excellent. Give that book website again, and we'll close.
Sure. Thank you, Jerry. Secret Battle Book, secretbattlebook.com.
Carl Schaller, again, the vice president dealing with publications for Summit Ministries. Thanks so much for being with us, Carl.
Thank you, Jerry.
All right. Bye-bye now.